So, now we're kind of at the end, at the wrap up, which I will do very quickly. I just want to, actually, I won't do any more of the slides. I just want to say a couple points. First point, and I'll stand up here. First point is that, I want to thank you all for coming this morning. We really, really appreciate that all we do is feed you a few sandwiches and pay for your parking. And you really take your time out of your days to come and be part of this. So we really, really appreciate it. It's very, very important. I want to thank you for your very insightful comments around the interactions with the press this summer. And I would encourage you to be ambassadors for the process wherever you can, and to make sure that the right facts get out, about the process. We have nothing to hide, as we like to say. And in due course, the external review will be put up on the website, the dean's website, not our website, because it's actually reported, it was submitted to the dean. This morning, what we hope you've gotten is a bit of an idea around how we try to set standards, what we're looking for, how we try to be aligned with curriculum, and what that actually means for what box you're going to be ticking off on a 7-point Likert scale, whether you're reading letters, whether you're reading CVs, whether you're watching MMI performances. So I would like to just let you know that there's a couple of things. So the MDCM interviews are in March 24th, 25th, 26th. The MedP interviews are on Wednesday, April 23rd, and Friday, April 25th. We ran into a significant issue. Passover is going on right all in there. That's why the dates are separated by a day, but they're usually together, because I believe the last day of Passover, which is observant for some people, will be on Thursday. So are there any questions or any points that... Oh, Charmaine has some important points to let you know. And lunch will be available afterwards for those who can stay.
Just a couple of quick housekeeping things. Your clickers, we need to collect your clickers before you leave. You can either bring them to the back at the entrance there. There's a box, and we'll put them there. Or you can leave them on your table. Just make sure you don't leave with them. If anybody else here needs parking passes, I have the parking passes. You can come and find me. In your documents, we would ask that you're welcome to take most of it home. The only things that need to stay here so that we can shred them are the sample CVPNs and the MMI stations. There are four documents that need to stay behind and that should not be in circulation. There is an evaluation form in your folders that we would be very appreciative to have your feedback. And I think that is it. Lunch is served, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much.